We greet one another in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. How many are happy that they have come to church?
Beautiful, that's good.
We thank God who has given us this opportunity, who protected us through these trying times. We did not get any bad instances amongst our midst. We thank God for that.
Amen.
God cares for us.
That's why we are here today. That's why we are happy to come to worship Him. To come to say, Lord, your servant is reported for service. Each one of us has managed to conquer this morning. Our prophet tells us, coming to church is a victory. You might assume, well, it has to happen that way. But there are many people who would wish to be here. But because of circumstances beyond them, they have not made it. And some may never make it. So it's God's grace that does that.
We want
to appreciate Him for that.
Amen.
Amen. I want to appreciate Brother Makwinye
for
opening the way. Let's open our Bibles to 2 Samuel chapter
15. 2 Samuel
15.
A certain woman who got a promise from Elijah. Before she got a promise, she was asked to name a wish. And she said, no, all is well with me, I desire nothing. I live amongst my people. What else can I desire and not have?
I feel the same this morning. What would I desire? I am among my people. I just want to put myself aside so that the Spirit of God comes down and speaks to us.
Then
we go back blessed, taught, encouraged, rebuked, whatever the way the Lord wants our service to
go.
Amen. So pray for me with your eyes open.
Asimondi namatira, musandi namatira makatsidzina henyu, sunungukai kunamata maziso akavhurika.
Amen.
Amen.
Before we reach, I will pray.
Satana mata tivere.
Baba wedu makanaka mangwanani ano. Mufaro wedu kuya patsoka dzenyu kuzokunamatai. Mufaro wedu kuziva kuti makatida, makatisarudza, makatisanangura nyika isati yavapo. Hakusi kugona nokuziva kana kungwara kwedu kuti nhasi tiuye tichikutendai nokunamatai. Inyasha dzenyu dzamakatiitira. Chiburukai zvino mangwanani ano. Muchitaura imi sezvamunoda. Mudzidzise nokupa vana venyu mumwe nomumwe chikamu chaakafanira. Pakupera kweshumiro Jehovha, tinge tagamuchira tose kubva kwamuri. Ndanamata ndichishikumikidza kuti ndive parutivi nehama iri kundibatsira. Tese tive parutivi imi Mwari muite basa renyu. Mutipe nzeve inonzwa. Mutipe upenyu hunobvuma shanduko. Shanduko inobva mushoko renyu. Ndanamata ishe nokutenda vanorwara podzai ndimichiremba. Hakuna mumwe angagona. Tenzi tinosiya vese vakaneta pamweya panyama. Vanorwara pamweya panyama. Hakuna mumwe chiremba anopfuura imi. Ndimichiremba watinosiyira zvose kwamuri. Ndokumikidza shumiro ino kuti muchimutsa shoko iri rive upenyu kwatiri. Muzita raishe Jesu Kristu ishe ndanamata. Amen. Amen. 2 Samuel 15.
2 Samuel 15.
Glad to see each one of you. And Pastor Chesa from Kambuzuma. Somehow you get a feeling that you are with Pastor HB.
Pastor HB.
The appearance. The height. The kind of voice.
neizwirawo.
ETC, you know.
Nezvimwe zvakangowanda wanda.
It reminds you closely about Pastor Chesa.
Zvinokurangaridza zvakanyanya pamusoro paPastor Chesa.
Amen. Let's read 2 Samuel 15 verse 1.
2 Samuel 15, dima 1.
And it came to pass after this that Absalom prepared him chariots and horses and 50 men to run before him.
Zvino shure kweizvozvi Absalom akazvigadzirira ngoro nemabhiza nevarume vana makumi mashanu kuti vamhanye pamberi pake.
Let's skip 2 and 3 and come to 4. Absalom said, moreover, that I will make judge in the land, that every man which hath any suit or cause might come unto me, and I would do him justice. And it was so that when any man came nigh to him to do him obeisance, he put forth his hand and took him and kissed him. And on this manner did Absalom to all Israel that came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel.
Uye Absalom akatiwo, dai ini ndachiitwawo mutongi panyika, kuti ani nani ane mhaka kana shoko auye kwandiri, inini ndimururamisire. Zvino kana ani nani aita akaswedera kuzopfugama pamberi pake, iye waitambanudza ruoko rwake, omubata, omusvepura. Zvino Absalom waiita nomutoo uyu kuvana vese vaIsraeri vose vaiuya kuna mambo kuzotambirwa mhosva dzavo. Naizvozvo Absalom akanyengera mwoyo yevanhu vevaIsraeri kuti imude.
That's a strange development.
Ichi chiitiko chinoshamisa.
The hearts of Israel,
mwoyo yevaIsraeri,
were deceived,
yakanyengerwa,
and stolen,
ikabiwa,
by Absalom.
Na Absalom.
Proverbs 27.
Toenda kuna Zvirevo 27.
Verse 5 and 6.
Number 5 and 6.
Open rebuke is better than secret love.
Kutsiurwa pachena kwakakosha kupfuura rudo rwakavanzwa.
May God help me.
Dei Mwari vandibatsira.
And every one of us.
Agotibatsira tose.
To be able to live this scripture.
Kuti tigone kurarama gwaro irori.
That it becomes flesh in us.
Kuti gwaro iri rigova nyama muupenyu hwedu.
Where we need to rebuke.
Patinoda kuti tsiure.
We want to be able to do so.
Tinoda kukwanisa kutsiura.
Where we need to be rebuked.
Patinofanga kutsiurwa.
We want to be able to accept it.
Tinoda kukwanisa kugamuchira.
It's a two-way.
Izvi zvinoitika nenzira mbiri.
Rebuking.
Uyiwe uchitsiura, uchitsiurwawo.
Amen. And open rebuke is better than secret love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful.
Mavanga anotemwa neshamwari ngaatendwe, asi kusvepura kwomuvengi kwakawanda kunonyengedza.
May God help us. Mark 14.
Tinde kuna Mark 14.
Verse
45
and
46. Tinoenda pandima 45
and 46. And as soon as he was come, he goeth straightway to him, that's brother Iscariot, and saith, Master, Master, and kissed him. And they laid their hands on him and took him.
Zvino akadasvika kwaari, ava ndi brother Iscariot, pakarepo akaswedera kwaari akati, tenzi, tenzi, akamusvepura zvikuru. Ipapo vakaisa maoko ake pamusoro pake vakamubata.
May the Lord bless the reading of his word as we take on.
Ishe ave komborerwa shoko rake tigare pasi.
A simple subject I would like to look at together with you as we follow the life of Absalom.
Tirangotarisa chidzidzo chakanyoreka tichitarisa upenyu wa Absalom.
Some years ago,
Makoraga wanda pura.
Back in Kadoma, I preached the kiss of Absalom.
Kukadoma oku, ndaka paridza maridzo ya kanzi, kushepura kwa Absalom.
I felt I want to speak about the same this morning.
Ndoku mananzo, ndikuda kutaura pamusoro pemaridzo imweyo mangwanani.
About the kiss of Absalom.
Pamusoro pekushepura kwa
Absalom. So we are basing our message on Absalom's kiss.
Nokudaro neve maridzo yedu iri pakushepura kwa Absalom.
Needless to say what a kiss is, but let's say it for the sake of our subject.
Azvanga zvisingatoredzere kuti tsanangure kuti chii chinonzi kushepura, asi nekuti ndochidzidzo chedu tichazvitsanangura.
Kuno munoti kushepura, isi kumasvingo tinoti kutsvoda.
Out in Masvingo, they call that kutsvoda in their language.
Right? If it's a kiss, then we tinenge takuiti tsvodo.
I'm sure just like the way he has explained this.
So, tiri kutaura pamusoro petsvodo.
We are talking about the kiss of Absalom. That's the only thing we want to follow this morning.
Looking at where we started reading in Samuel,
tichitarisa patatanga muna Samueri.
Our story begins in the house of David.
Nyaya yedu inotanga muimba ya Davida.
A man after God's own heart.
Munhu anga ari pamoyo pamwari.
And in that man's house,
mumba memunhu iyeyu,
is where we find Absalom born.
Ndoma tinowana kuti Absalom akazvarwa.
And Absalom, the Bible tells us, he was a beautiful man.
Bible rinotiudza kuti Absalom anga ari murume akanaka senge mudzimai.
He was not handsome.
Anga asina kunaka zvechirume.
He was more polished, such that the Bible calls him a beautiful man.
Anga akakwenenzverwa zvekuti Bhaibheri rinoti anga akanaka senge mudzimai.
It describes him from foot up to the crown of his head.
Rinomutsanangura kubva kutsoka kusvika kunongonya yemusoro.
And it says you could not find a blemish on him.
Rigoti wakasvikagoni kuwana kana dzvanga paari.
He was such a perfect looking man.
Anga ari murume aitaridzika zvakakwana.
But we know the Bible tells us.
Asi tinozviziva Bhaibheri rinotiudza.
Beauty
kuti runako
is not of the outside.
Haruzi runako rwepanze.
Beauty is of the inside.
Runako ruri mukati.
You want to get married, don't look for beauty outside.
Kana uchida kuroora, haikona kutsvaka runako rwepanze.
Look for the character of the person that is inside the beautiful body.
Tsvaka hunhu hwemunhu huri mukati mumutumbi wakanaka.
In any case, beauty is vain and it fades with time.
Zvisineiwo futi runako rwacho runopera, runopera nenguva.
And the good part about it is, as you grow older together, husband and wife, your eyes are getting dimmer. So even if your husband, even if your wife may have been beautiful or handsome, you no longer see
that.
But beauty is not a thing for us to dwell on.
Runako hachisichinhu chekuti tingatogara tigoti
rovera hoko ipapo. But the right character.
Asi hunhu hwakakodzera.
On anything. So, Absalom was born.
Absalom akazvarwa.
And in this family there was a young man called Amnon.
Mumurume manga muine mumwe mujaya wechidiki ainzi Amnon.
He was the firstborn of David in Hebron.
Ndiro ranga riri dangwe raDavida muHebron.
And he lasted after his sister, and we know the story.
Akachiva hazvanzi yake uye tinoziva nyaya yacho.
How he defiled his sister Tamar.
Kuti akasvibisa sei hazvanzi yake Tamar.
This did not go down well with Absalom.
Izvi hazvina kunyatsogamuchirika zvakanaka naAbsalom.
He kept quiet, the Bible says. Let's follow it together so that
akanyarara zvake ndozvinotaurwa neBhaibheri.
It says in 2 Samuel 13, just two chapters back, verse 22. And Absalom spake unto his brother Amnon, neither good nor bad.
As Absalom haana kutaura chinhu chakaipa chakanaka kune mumwe wake Amnon.
Mukoma wake Amnon aita zvaakaita, Absalom wakanyarara.
His bigger brother Amnon, after he had done whatever he did,
haana kutaura chakanaka kuna Amnon.
Absalom just kept quiet. He never said a good thing to Amnon.
Kutaura chakaipa kuna Amnon.
And he never said a bad thing to Amnon.
This is where we begin to trace what was inside Absalom.
Ndopatinotanga kuronda zvanga zviri mukati maAbsalom.
Let me say to you this morning,
titi kwamuri mangwanani ano,
if somebody is quiet,
kana munhu akanyarara,
the Bible tells us,
Bhaibheri rinotiudza,
even a fool, if he is quiet, he is deemed wise.
Benzi kunyange rakanyarara rinogona kutonziwo rino uchenjeri.
Parinozovhura muromo ndopanozi iyazve.
When he starts to speak, that's when you realize, he is actually a madman.
There is a lot of wisdom in quietness. But quietness does not mean holiness. You had better speak out so that we know what is inside. Because when you are
quiet, we might think we have a brother. We might think we have a sister.
Then
by and by we realize we were all deceived that we had a brother or sister.
So Absalom kept to himself. He contained himself.
Absalom wakazvibata.
But let's see what evolved after this happened. And Absalom, verse 22, spake unto his brother Amnon, neither good nor bad. For Absalom hated Amnon because he had forced his sister Tamar.
Nokuti Absalom akavenga Amnon nokuti akanga achinya hazvanzi yake Tamar.
And it came to pass after 2 full years.
Zvino makore maviri akati apfuura.
Bata chinhu ichi pamusoro pomurume anonzi Absalom.
Can you just hold this thing close about this man called Absalom?
Aigona kuzvibata.
He could restrain himself.
Bhaibheri haringoti 2 years, roti 2 full years.
Bhaibheri haringoti makore maviri chete, hanzi makore maviri akakwana.
Akazvibata chete.
He was just containing, restraining himself.
He could not express any of what was inside him. He kept it to himself. And to nobody else.
Zvanga zviri mukati make, akangozvichengeta zviri mukati make chete.
Ndakazvibvunza inini pachangu ndikati, ha?
I asked myself this question. This man could really restrain himself.
He kept himself quiet. Brother Amnon, God bless you, my brother.
Amnon, shokuro pafadzei.
Maamuka sei, muranda washe. Maswera sei,
man of God. Good afternoon, good morning, man of God.
Until
kusvikira.
Amnon never thought
Amnon haana kumbozvifunga.
There could be any ill feeling between Absalom and him.
Kuti pangadaro paine manzwiro asina kunaka pakati pake naAbsalom.
Tabhitwa kazhinji kai papa.
This brother here outclasses many of us.
Pakugona kuzvibata.
By way of restraining, just containing yourself and keeping your cool. Some of us were going to explode like volcanoes.
Right, let's go. Wanyara zvake?
He was just quiet.
Let's go now. Verse 24. Toda kungotera zviri Absalom.
Let us just follow what Absalom is. Then we're going to touch on his keys. We're just laying a background.
And it came to pass.
No.
And Absalom 24 came to the king. And that's his father. He came to the king and said, behold, now thy servant is sheep shearers.
Absalom akaenda kuna mambo vanova baba vake akati tarirai zvino muranda wenyu une vaveuri vemakwa.
Let the king, I beseech thee and his servants, go with thy servant.
Ndino kumbira kuti mambo nevaranda vake vaende nomuranda wenyu.
Murume uyu,
this man.
Ndoda kubvunza imubvunzo vanoziva nyaya.
I want to ask you this question, those that know this issue.
Why revesa here?
Did he really mean this?
Mambo, ndine vanofudza makwai angu kusango uko. Ndandichikumbira kuti mambo neni mwana wenyu tiinde ikoko. Mambo vanondeite iko.
You know, king, I've got my sheep shearers and those that head my sheep. I'm really begging you, the king, that we go together. The king going there to do what?
Mambo vachindo ona vafudzi vemakwa ikoko kuti zvigora pei.
For the king to go and see shepherds.
Pane zviri kushandwa ipapo.
There is something in the making.
Pane chimwe chinhu chakavanda chiri kuitika chisiri pachena.
There is something in the making, but it's still hidden. It's not open to all.
Yes, I like the to all part. It's not open to all.
Hazvina kujekera munhu wose.
Asi muridzi wenyaya unozviziva.
But the man who's doing this,
unoziva kwaakananga.
And he knows where he's headed to.
I beseech thee, his servants, go with thy servant.
Ndinokumbira kuti varanda venyu vaende nemuranda wenyu.
Verse 25. And the king said to Absalom, "Nay, my son. Let us not all now go, lest we be chargeable unto thee." And he pressed him, howbeit he would not go, but blessed him.
This man was wise.
Kutogombedzera mambo kudembetera.
He was really pressing, begging him.
Madikunguti mambo tiinde tese.
Why don't we just go together, king?
Sikanza asi mambo akati ha mwanangu handingagoni kuinda zvangu shinda hako ndongokuropafadza kuti uinde.
Then the king said, "No, I really may not be able to go with you, but all the same, I'll bless you, go thy way."
Right. 26. Then Absalom said, "If not, I pray thee, let my brother Amnon go with us."
Zvino Absalom akati, "Zvino kana musingaende henyu, ndakukumbira kuti mukoma wangu Amnon aende nesu."
Ari kuswedera kwaari kuda kuenda.
Oh yeah. He's just drawing nearer to his real desire.
Kuti mambo nevaranda venyu hande kuvaranda vangu kumakwai uko.
To say, king and the servants, let's go to my
shepherd.
Then the king says, "No, how about if something befalls at that side, then people will say it was Absalom who dragged the king into it." But all the same, you can go. I give my blessings. Then he says, "Okay, king, now that you really can't go, please allow it that my bigger brother Amnon just goes together with us." Not just him.
And all the king's sons go with him.
Never na kumana vose vabambo. Is there anything bad there? Everything is okay.
Vanakomana vamambo handei.
All the sons of the king, let's go.
Whatever, handei vanakomana
vamambo. Let's go with the sons of the king.
Vakumba nawe.
You know, they dragged one another and they went.
He says, and the king said unto him, "Why should he go with thee?"
Mambo ndokumuti kwari, "Ko iye unomboindire iko newe?"
Saka mambo akataka kuti tirimuke kuti kuiyo nyaya yokuti Amunoni wazondomwa nezita ega pakati pevana vangu vese kuitirei.
Then the king was wondering, why particularly Amnon amongst all of my sons?
Aiwa mhani pane zviripo iwe.
No, there must be an issue here.
Sikanzuku unodirei kuti aende.
Then he asked, why?
27, but Absalom pressed him.
As Absalom akamugombedzera.
Pa verse 25, he pressed the king.
On verse 25, akagombedzera mambo.
Verse 27, he pressed him again.
Pa verse 27, ndokumugombedzera futi.
About Amnon.
Akumugombedzerera Amnon.
Right. Saka mambo vanoona chakashata chipi ipapo?
So,
kana iwewo neni?
So what bad thing can the king see in this? Or even you and me, can we see anything bad here?
I'm not trying to check on your reading patterns of the Bible, but I want to find out how many of you have read this story of Absalom.
Vangani vakaverenga nyaya Absalom.
Fine, that's okay. How many of you have not?
Vangani vasati vamboiverenga.
It's not an issue. Tishande takadaro.
So that we see how far we should go.
Vanenge vasina kuiverenga tinogona kuvabvunza zviri nyore.
So that those that haven't read it, we can ask them these questions.
Thank you.
Then they give us proper answers.
Tikabvunza vanoiziva nyaya yacho vanotipa answers dziri wrong.
Because Those that know the story, when we ask them, they are going to give us wrong answers. We want people who have read this story.
Right.
We want those that haven't read it.
So far, ungafungira chi pana Absalom.
Can you really suspect anything here on Absalom? Can you suspect
anything with pana Absalom mwanangu chaarikuda kuita?
Can you suspect that Absalom has a hidden agenda here?
Uye munhu wakanaka futi.
But remember, he's also a good guy.
No kunaka kwaakaita uku brother namo. Matimi vanga vane chinangwa chakashata chipi.
You know, just by looking, he's a man of good stature. What bad thing or agenda can he have?
Remember, Israel went by looks. That's why took King Saul to be their king.
Rangariraka, my Israel, thy famba wachi donzwa nezvavanenge vavona, nochikonzera vakasarudza mambo Saul.
So King David could not suspect.
Saka mambo David haana chai kuna kufungidzira.
And in any case, he was pressed.
Uye futi akagombedzerwa.
Verse 28. Verse 27. But Absalom pressed him that he let Amnon and all the king's sons go with him.
As Absalom akamugombedzera iye akatendera Amnon nevamwe vana vake vose vamambo kuenda naye.
Now verse 28. Now Absalom had commanded his servants, saying, mark ye now when Amnon's heart is merry with wine.
Zvino Absalom akanga arayira varanda vake akati, tarirai zvakanaka zvino kana mwoyo waAmnon uchinga wazofara newine.
Mochiita sei mivaranda vangu?
What then will you do, my servants?
And when I say unto you, smite Amnon, then kill him. Fear not.
Inini ndikati kwamuri urayai Amnon, imimi munofanira kumuuraya musatya zvenyu.
Ndinokukavhai.
You are covered. I've got your backs.
Musatya zvenyu, ndinokukavhai.
Don't worry, fear nothing. I've got your backs covered.
This scheme, ya Absalom.
This is Absalom's scheme.
Nevaranda vake.
Together with his servants.
Aina mumwe anoziva.
Nobody else is privy to this.
Vanakomana vamambo varipo vari kudya mabiko vachifara matumbu achiinda uko.
The rest of the king's sons are just eating to their bellies filling, but knowing nothing else.
My. Our brother Absalom is a very nice man.
You know, mwe ningira wedu uyu kana mukomana Absalom mai wa munhu akanaka man.
You know,
we have sausages and we have fish, and now there is fish. We have all kinds of meats. There is a seven course menu. They were happy.
They all did not know.
Havese vanga vasingazivi
kuti mukoma wavo Amnon ari kufa nhasi.
That their bigger brother Amnon was dying that day. And that he was going to die right in the midst of the feast.
What a terrible scheme.
Ha! Kanga karikau kazano kakaipa zvakadiyaka.
From a brother against a brother.
Imwe hama ichimukira imwe hama. Let me tell you, brethren.
Let the love of God dominate our hearts.
Tenderai kuti rudo rwaMwari rugotonga mimoyo yedu.
Let the oneness and unity that brother Makunye has just read, let it prevail everywhere in our life.
Umwe nekubatana hwaverengwa na brother Makunye ngautonge nekutora ubati mumupenyu hwedu.
Ini ndinovharuka mumoyo mangu.
My heart gets really torn
when I see brethren
pandinoona hama
torn apart.
Zakapatsanuka.
You want God's children who belong to the same family to be one.
Zvinodavo kuti vana vaMwari vana vemhuri imwe vave vakabatana.
Andinzwewe ipapo.
Just hear me out.
Ndinzwewe ipapo.
Just hear me out.
Let's learn to have that kind of a Christian life.
Ngati ngodzidzei kuva neupenyu hwechiKristu hwakadaro.
Munozviziva imi kuti muhumwe chete mune simba.
You know that there is power in unity.
And anybody among us
munhu upi zvake pakati
pedu to try to cause
ungaedza kukonzera
a division
kupatsanuka
is not sent of God
haana kutumwa namwari
watumwa nani
Satan
na Satan
he is devil sent
in capital letters
diaporos wacho
and underlined
anenge akanyorwa nemavara makuru tomva taita tara mutaro pasi kusimbisa kuti ndezva diaporos
hakuna division
there is no division kana kupatsanuka
inodzvarwa nedenga
that can be God sent
Baba ndinonamata vave chinhu chimwe chete
Father I pray that there might be one just as me and you are one
Brother Makwinye wondi kwenya paside wotanga kundifida
Brother Makwinye
wondifida zvawanda kundifida
will then take me by the side and start to feed me whatever information he needs.
Don't you think that Brother Berejena in a wrong way?
Then I started looking at Brother Berejena in a wrong way.
Brother Chesa in a wrong way.
Yeah, I look at Brother Chesa in a wrong way.
There are name attitudes.
There are manzwiro
towards them.
Manzwiro kwavari.
I'm no longer as close to them as I used to before he spoke to me. Now let me tell you today, if a brother or sister takes you aside
and
speaks to you, after that speech, after whatever he has said, your attitudes are changed and they are made negative towards either him or him or her or her. That speech came from hell.
It never came from God.
Listen to me. Eastley Church. If I don't preach here again, I want to stand clean before God that I have preached to you the word of God and not stories from near and far, not stories of a human being, but things that come from the throne of God.
They are in the midst of a feast. You got to keep checking. Keep watching him. You know when wine has taken over my bigger brother. When he now starts seeing illusions and mirages. And you start seeing three suns up in the sky. Then I will give you a pinch. That no, now you can kill him.
Verse 29, yes, thank you, brother. And the servants of Absalom did unto Amnon as Absalom had commanded.
Zvino varanda vaAbsalom vakaitira Amnon sezvaakanga varayirwa naAbsalom.
Waitwa muranda we? Munhu.
You've been turned into somebody's servant.
Muprofita wakatiudza.
The prophet told us.
Kuti nhasi hatidi bakatwa kana kuti munondo.
That in this day it does not take a knife or anything else to kill somebody.
Tinongoda muromo.
But we can kill somebody by our words, our tongue.
Vatofa.
And the brother is gone.
Muromo chete.
By your tongue, and that brother is gone. Let me encourage you. You know, these are home issues.
Avoid.
CI.
Private little meetings in your homes.
Tumisangano tunoitirwa mudzimba pakavanda.
Tusingazikanwi nevakura.
Those private meetings that the elders are not privy to.
Elders have not sanctioned that meeting
Why are you in that meeting?
Ishe vakaburuka.
Ishe vakaburuka vakakubvunza kuti nai benura unoitei pano unoti bwai bwai.
Vakuru vechechi havana kumbotaura kuti kuno musangano iwoyo. If the Lord was to come down and say, Brother Benura, why are you in this meeting? You will fail to give an answer, my brother.
You are being taken for a ride.
Uri kutoshandiswa
by an Absalom who has his own agenda, which you don't even know.
Uri kushandiswa na Absalom ane dzake nyaya dzauri kushandira usingazvizivi.
Wakuita ka attitude towards this brother, ka attitude towards that brother.
You now have an attitude towards that brother. An attitude towards that
brother.
But for real, what wrong did that brother or sister do to you? Anybody have I changed my attitude towards you? Not me, the
pastor.
Have I changed my attitude towards you, sister?
Amen.
Just raise your hand if I've changed my attitude towards you. I want to repent now.
Listen, church. We are on our way to go to heaven.
Tiri munzira kuenda kudenga.
I got agendas like Absalom.
Do not have agendas like Absalom. All these things will come to an end right here on earth. It doesn't take you anywhere.
Amen.
I was just listening to Brother Makwinyo when he was praying. And the whole church was quiet. Then I was wondering, what is this? You were quiet. Nobody says an amen, nothing.
What is that?
Chinombova chiko. I'm not saying you should just shout an amen, even if there is nothing to amen. Because sometimes there is nothing to say amen to because nothing has been said. It's just a pile of words which still lack meaning. We wait for the point to be hammered home, then we shout an amen. When a point has been hammered home, we give an amen. So in the whole prayer, there was no point that was sent home. Our silence, that's what it seems to say. I do not want to preach to the servants of Absalom. You are the servants of God. Please do not get invitations to the feast of Absalom when you are not aware of the reason of your presence.
These things are written for our admonition, for our warning, for us to learn from them.
Zvakanyorwa kutipa kurudziro, kutipa yambiro, uye kuti tidzidze kubva kwazviri.
And if we don't learn from this, then we are fools.
Tikatadza kudzidza kubva kwazviri, tamapenzi.
Matituka, sorry.
Okay, peradventure, you are feeling like I'm scolding you. Let me say sorry. But what I'm saying, it's not fake stories that we use whilst we are trying to make a fire.
These things are real. Amnon was not a picture.
Amnon was not a picture.
He was the first born of King David in Hebron.
Right on it. Ramambo David in Hebron.
But he was killed.
Asaka Urawa. He actually died. People literally had to cover the grave of Amnon. He had real eyes that were blinking, but he is gone.
What of,
He is dead. What killed him? He was killed by Absalom's servants. The king's sons all wondered, what happened? Do not surprise the church. Lay your issues out in the open.
We are following Absalom's kiss.
Chodi ya Absalom.
Chodo
ya Absalom. That's all we're following here.
Now Absalom had commanded his servants and they killed him. Right. When that happened,
then the sons of the king scattered, one on a horse, each man in his own direction. They ran away from trouble. You don't want to do something in church that will cause the children of God to scatter in all directions. Just hear me out. You don't want to say words. You don't want to hear words. You don't want to do things that will chase the children of God and make them run for their lives.
Be a Christian.
It am Christian.
The Bible says,
Bible
notice, provide things honest in the sight of all men.
Hans, it has been Zako, who want to Zaka, there's a chocolate and baby one.
Zandriku Paradise in Duba Zabakavanda.
What I'm preaching, am I preaching in secret?
Oi. Pastor,
I'm preaching, right in front of the congregation. You might like it. You might not even like it. But when I see it in the word, I will not stop preaching about it.
I was called to preach the gospel.
I'm not trying to figure out whether I'm a preacher or not. You might say the pastor is not a preacher, but he knows fully well he's a preacher. Whether you like what I've preached or you don't, that's not my issue. That's between you and your God. That's the beauty of the whole matter. And the preachers hear me out. Do not preach to entertain the congregation.
Yes. Brother, I'm not going to be. We are not here to entertain the church. Until the prophet tells us. Pastors. Don't deceive the ears of your congregation.
Musa nyengera nzeve dzeungano yenyu.
Kana pano zviri kukanganiswa.
If some things are not going according to order, tell them.
Pamuri kukanganisa musadai.
That no, you're not doing it right.
Munomboziva here kuti ukaparidza chokwadi unosara wakarerukirwa.
Do you know if you preach the truth, you have taken off a big burden off yourself? You know, if I feel shy because you're looking at me, I will not be able to preach what I'm supposed to preach.
And you can't be a servant of God as long as you want to please men.
Amnon has been killed, and these children, and the sons of
King has scattered.
Now that it has come to this Absalom, what are you going to do?
What she just saying, and Absalom?
What are you going to do, Absalom?
Verse
37.
But Absalom fled.
As Absalom waka tiza,
fleeing is different from running.
Kutiza ka kwaka kusiana nekungo zvibhanyira zvako.
He was fleeing.
I teaser.
Chawangona, he got rich. Ritiro, one is sitting on Aka Nanga Quarigu and the Quajiku.
You know, the man was running for dear life. He knew he had messed up things.
Saints of God.
varanda vatsvene vashe.
Usaita zvinhu.
Don't do things
zvinozokupa kumhanya.
That will cause you to flee.
Usadaro.
Don't do it.
Tinozokunyarira iwe uchizvinyarirawo futi.
Because we will be ashamed for you on your behalf, and you will also be ashamed.
Brother Marisa, ku convention yanga iri kumashongo vakaparidza.
Brother Marisa preached in the Mashongo convention and said,
ukarega kuteerera shoko ramwari.
If you don't listen to the word of God,
ukaita zvako zvaunoda,
and then you do things your way,
and you end up doing foolish things.
Unopedzera waita zvinhu zvoupenzi.
Ndakati amen.
And I said amen.
Ndakati chondo chokwadi manje.
That's the truth.
Warega kuteerera mwari wataiwa. Kana uchifamba famba nomuprofita weAbrahama, iwo taiwa, indaona kwakasvibira, ndonofudzira makwai angu kwakananga Sodoma, ndokudzika tende musuo wakatarisa kuSodoma every morning achiona kuti huchipititika nemagetsi ikoko. Akazopedzira kupiroti, akapedzira vatora vanasikana vake. Foolish things.
If God has instructed you that walk with the prophet Abraham, but you then say, no, I'm going to pitch my tents facing towards Sodom, looking at all the green pastures of Sodom, the smoke rising from Sodom, and electricity. What was the end of Lot? He slept with his daughters. We are now preaching brother Lot before you all and what he did. I want to ask you a question.
Line yaka drawiwa ndeipi?
Yokuti
tinotaura zvana Lot vari muBhaibheri, tozofana kurega kutaura zvako iwe.
Which line was drawn that the things we preach before all are for the lots that are in the Bible and we don't preach about you?
Saka nei pastor, mamuchireva inini here.
So pastor, were you talking about me?
Eh.
Ndaitoreva iwe. True. Don't come to me and ask me the question. I'm giving you the answer now. Yes, it's
you.
If there is somebody performing this scheme, Absalom Skis, I am talking to you.
Eastly
Church, can you get that cold? That brother Makwinya is praying a simple basic prayer and you are all quiet. Is all well in your midst? Have you heard some things? Maybe. Should I preach because I've heard something? I don't preach because I've heard something. What I'm saying here, these are all my notes that I'm going to preach on today.
Not because I'm not married, it's old and tattered and wounded in battle. I couldn't bring it here before you.
The notebook where I extracted these notes, Rati Chemberei, Rane Mavanga Ehondo. Most of the things we say will come when we stand before you and we start talking. Ask these preachers and they will tell you. I just thought I may as well answer the question. Maybe you're asking, Pastor, is your sermon directed at me?
And open
yes.
Rebuke is better than secret love.
Kutsiurwa pachena kuri nane pano kudiwa muchivande.
Pamunogona kuita to meeting it when you pakawanda muchiti hapana anokuona. Denga rinozviziva.
When you are having your secret meetings, thinking nobody is seeing you, the heavens see it and they know it.
Munomungoti makatsigira mwari kumufakoze.
Do you think you are closing out God just because you are in Mufakoze? God, we have caged him out there in Mufakoze. He can't see us whilst we are in Eastly.
I have seen it.
Ndazviona.
Different places that I have preached.
Nzvimbo dzakawanda dzananoparidza.
Speaking on situations that are exactly on a particular local church.
Ndichitaura zvinhu chaizvo chaizvo zviri kuitika pachurch iyoyo. Don't think I'm trying to frighten you. No, I have no need to do that.
But I've seen that over and.
Ndazviona kakawanda.
Unotombonza kuti ah maridzo iyi handifungi kuti ingaita ini.
You actually think maybe when you're on that, no, I can't preach that. Then the inspiration comes down and says, preach that. Then you pray and pray. Try to look for another sermon. Then you come back there. Preach there. Then you say, but they might misunderstand me. Then you are told, preach that. Then you will know if the Lord keeps saying this is what has to be preached, that's what has to be preached. All it means is there is an Absalom kiss.
Of all the sermons that I have preached,
and
that I would want to preach, why the kiss of Absalom?
Kune mhaka yeiko iyi yakanzi tsvodo ya Absalom.
Tsvodo iyi ndakaiparidza more than 10 years ago.
This case of Absalom, I preached on it, makore anopfuura gumi apfuura.
And handina kumwe kwandakazomboiparidza
futi. And I never preached in another place.
This is the second place.
Ndakutoiparidza kechipiri nhasi.
Handizvi. What is that? Absalom.
Absalom has run away.
And he went to Talmai.
Verse
8. So Absalom fled and went to Geshur and was there 3 years.
Na izvozvo Absalom akatiza akaenda Geshur akanogara kumakore matatu.
Ah, wagara ku. What is anyaya yapara?
He has ran away from his case.
Ukashandiswa.
You know, if you are used,
watsvodwa,
when you have been kissed by Absalom.
Paanotiza.
When he runs away, we didn't hear that his servants followed him.
Quiet about them.
We don't even know what happened to them. You know what happens in politics? We don't want this, exactly that in church. People are mobilized. Then they are told to do this. The person giving them instruction to do that, he does not go with them. You are the ones that are killing the people there. And the avenging spirit of that man comes to bother your family. You are battling with avenging spirits with your family. Who has been used? Who is the foolish one?
Be wise.
Ivai vakachenjera. Vakachenjera senyoka.
Asi
musinga kuvadzi senjiva.
Ndokufamba kwechikristo ikoko.
That's how the Christian walk goes.
Brother ava.
If you notice this brother or sister. She wants to drag me into her own issues. Just tell them, ah, men of God. Just tell them, men of God, do you really think I can go in that direction? If God has told you that which you are saying, he has told you, he hasn't told me. We will have peace in church. We will have love in church. And we will have victory in church. And the Spirit of God will be free to work in the congregation.
What is that?
He's run away.
3 years hapo.
Magore matatu asipo. Now we see him.
Chapter 14. Verse 27. And unto Absalom was there were born 3 sons and 1 daughter whose name was Tamar. She was a woman of a fair countenance.
Absalom akabere kerwa vanakomana vatatu nomwanasikana mumwe chete ainzi Tamari. Iye waive mukadzi wakanga aine chiso chakanaka, just like the father was beautiful.
Pakazorongwa ariko ari ikoko.
A scheme was hatched.
Absalom
trying to come back to Jerusalem with the king. Where the king was. Then he came back. Adzoka, verse 28.
So Absalom dwelt 2 full years in Jerusalem and saw not the king's face.
Zvino Absalom akagara makore maviri azere paJerusarema asingavoni chiso chamambo.
Makore tu mando yemhosva yawapara.
The type of case that you have committed.
In pamuda zvinokonzera kuti unenge uri mufundisi.
The adventure, it's because you are a pastor.
Inini ndinorwadziwa kana gwai rikakanganisira rimwe gwai.
You know, it pains me when the congregant he does something bad to another congregant. You know, a believer does wrong to another believer. It doesn't treat me right.
I'm not trying to act holiness, but several nights. I would think about Eastleigh Church.
After Pastor Chesa had left, then I would say, Lord, help Eastleigh Church.
Let not evil spirits come and ravage the flock.
Do you think me just coming and I would sit in the back there? Do you really think I have a lot of money for you? Do you think I want to act holy? No.
It goes beyond that.
Your desire will be, Lord, only if matters can go just right. Until there is a pastor.
Smooth going.
Zvinhu zvichifamba muchechetere. How many pray for that?
Thank you. No, sister, no, brother. Mati, ngatimbotanga tanamata. Tisatataura zvomoda kuti taurise.
Pay adventure. Somebody comes to you and they want to divert your attention. Just say to them, no, brother. Before you say whatever you want to say, let's pray first, and then we see how the Lord leads.
I hope
you also love the pastor. You know I'm your brother. If you deny me, who's going to love me? You know, just being me, if you deny me, who will love me?
Amen. Let's go. Wagara makore 2.
He's been there for 2 years.
Plus 3 years daga gratis.
And the 3 years that he was on the run.
Makore majano hapo haonani na mama.
So for 5 years he was not seeing
the king.
Now he's back in the city, but he can't see the face of the king.
We are typologists, we know what we're talking about here.
Tiri vanhu vanoshanda nemifananidzo, toziva zvatikutaura nezvazvo hapo.
Usaronga tsoro.
Do not make a scheme. That for 5 years, 5 years will pass without you seeing the face of the king.
Condemnation.
Pomerwa.
I preached that one time in Paris. How to overcome condemnation.
Kukunda kupunzwa kupomerwa. You might feel so condemned until you don't even believe you are just a descendant of Goliath. You actually think you are a son, a real son of Goliath. You know, if you follow this way, just the way Absalom did it. Years will go by without you experiencing anything spiritual.
You know, it's
even if you are right in church, right in Jerusalem, you will not see the face of the king. Maybe people will come looking for money, looking for friendship. That's all you're going to see, or chasing after women. But you will not see the face of the king. Mano remember.
Absalom. 29. Therefore Absalom sent for Joab to have sent him to the king, but he would not come to him. And when he sent again the second time, he would not come. Joab, what? Ndi wonekwe ndichi mira mira, ndichi jidzana jidzana, ndichi fambidzana fambidzana.
Then Joab said to himself, no ways, now that I might be seen to be relating or associating with Absalom after he did. If you realize, if you realize brothers are avoiding you because of the life that you are living, please do not find fault with the children of God. Job the fault is yours.
Joab and said,
told himself, no ways, I will not go to Absalom's house. Please pay us a visit. Men of God, please pay us a
visit.
Do you realize that when people are gossiping, we have been called the men of God?
Yeah,
yeah. People are just giving you false hope and pride. Oh, men of God. Oh, no. You, the brothers that are destined for the rapture. Sister message.
Oh, yeah. We want to be alert, awake, and vigilant.
Toda kuvavanu, vakabenge nuka.
I don't want to be pulled left, right, and center by anyone.
That I don't take. And I've refused that. And I've committed to being the servant of the Lord. If I see it in the word, I'm up and about with it. That's where I get mad.
And this would be right. He says, and when he sent again the second time, he would not confess that. Therefore he said unto his servants, see, Joab's field is near mine, and he hath barley there. Go and set it on fire.
Zvino akati kuvaranda vake, tarirai munda waJoab, uri pedyo newangu, uye une bhari, endai munopisa.
Watroya skimwi.
Yes, tried this skim, and it hasn't worked.
Unouya chete.
He says, no ways, he's going to come.
Uno we
he will come here. He sent a messenger and refused. He says, no, go and burn his barley field. Right in his field. Then the
servant
was like, you know, we had just set a fire in your field, but then the fire went wild. Then Joab stood up and said, Absalom, why did you set fire on my field? Then Absalom said, I wanted you to come. You know, haven't you come? Now you've come.
You want to achieve your objective, whether rightly or wrongly.
Let me tell you, if you want the heavens to stand by you, just stand by the word.
Never mind who does what or says what, stand on the word. You want God to identify with you, identify with his word.
If giants, men of repute come and they say, okay, look, we want to destroy you, but whatever happens, stand with the word.
I've had to pack a little part of my testimony.
You pay. I met a certain brother and he says, no, you know, you preach, brother, but I want you to do this, this and this. But that had no relationship with the word.
Anyway, where you want on this planet.
You know, if you do it this way, You can fly to any country.
And
I realize, there is a kiss. There is Absalom's kiss. And I said, no, I've heard what you said. Then I went to my house. Then I created a gap. So that I do not have a close contact or association with that brother in any dealing. What was I running away from? I was running away from the kiss.
Simple.
Just run away. It's not difficult. If the kiss is getting to you, you are wanting it. Even if you come as a new brother ningi or a sister ningi, it's you.
And you should. Joab came,
then they had an argument.
Right. Now chapter 15.
We are getting to our issue now.
Sorry.
You know, time is not on our side.
Verse 1. And it came to pass after this that Absalom prepared him chariots and horses. And 50 men to run before him.
Never rumiwa na makubwa shano kuti vamhanye pamberi pake.
Watanga futi.
He has started again.
Rega ndikudze mweya yetsodo iri stubborn.
Let me tell you one thing. This spirit of this kiss
don't come
is
from God.
Stubborn. Mweya yakatsindimara kudaro haibvi kuna Mwari.
And those spirits are very hypocritical.
Mweya yacho inonyengera.
Watanga watoseta mabhiza ake.
He has started.
Watoseta vatasvi mabhiza.
He has set his chariots. He has set his horsemen.
Nema chariots ake.
He has set his horsemen.
Saka aripo pa gate manje.
So he's now by the gate.
And Absalom rose, verse 2, up early and stood beside the way of the gate.
Absalom waimuka mangwanani odomira parutivi rwenzira pasuo.
And it was so that when any man that had a controversy came to the king for judgment, then Absalom called unto him and said, of what city art thou?
Zvino kana kuchinge kuine munhu wakanga ouya kuna mambo kuzotambirwa mhosva yake, Absalom waibudana kuti kuiwe uri weguta ripiko iwe?
Murivo kupi zviya imi? Uku Kambuzuma.
Where are you from? Oh, you are from Kambuzuma, brother. Where are you from?
Norton.
Oh, you are from Norton.
Ari pai?
He's by the city gate for those that are coming to have their cases dealt with.
Chinzwai manjenda. Absalom said unto him, I'm but nyayenyu ndei.
Then Absalom would say, what's your case? What's your issue?
Panema private pastor.
You know, there are some private pastors. When a pastor vekabisira vari mukati.
That's good. They vekabisira vanoti muri veguta ripi?
Which city are you from?
Mabvakwa Chendambuya.
Oh, you're coming from Chendambuya. What's your case, brother?
Inga yakanaka.
No, it's not a bad case, brother. It's not difficult.
Right.
No, it's not difficult, brother.
Mabvakwa Msiwa.
Oh, you're coming from Msiwa.
Guruwe.
Oh, you're coming from Guruwe.
Inga yakanaka.
No, you don't have a case, brother.
Andi. And then he started saying, and Absalom said unto him, see, thy matters are good and right, but there is no man deputed of the king to hear thee.
Absalom waiti kwaari, tarira, mashoko wako akanaka wani, akarura mahao, asa hakuna mudu wakatumwa na mambo kuzokunzwa hapo.
Nokuti mambo ayo anonoka kumukasho.
Because the king was waking up late.
Chizino, dai papa na deputy.
Then Absalom would say, you know what really needed? The king needs a deputy. Then these cases could be dealt with faster. You know, your cases could be solved very easily.
Who is Absalom?
Absalom Dian,
the king's son.
Mwana wa mambo kawe.
And he's there early in the morning.
Ari poru mwana mwana.
Achiwa gamshira.
You know, receiving them. We welcome you. Where are you coming from? What's your case? No. It's only that. Look, there's nobody who can deal with your case.
Vachamuka.
The king is there. He's still sleeping. You wake up.
Nesmile riseri kwe ganda.
And he will be smiling from the depth of his skin.
I'm speaking to spiritual people. I hope I am.
Ndichidavira kuti ndozvazviri.
Svikanzi. And as Absalom said, moreover, why is it zvepamusoro? Oh, that I were made judge in the land.
Absalom aizoti dai ini ndachitwa hangu mutongi panyika.
Mutongi panyika. Zvakutanga kubuda zviri munani?
Now it's beginning to come out.
What is really in Absalom?
What he really wants is to be the judge. Let me tell you the things that you all know. The prophet told us that him who's rushing to be the pastor, he is not the one. Him who wants to rush to be the preacher, he is not a preacher.
Absalom.
Character. With that character, would you say we have found a man worthy to be a leader? The prophet says,
Mufudzi, ne chechi ya unoisa mhuri yako imomo.
You choose a pastor and the church
not
to which you take your family.
Not because it's sociable or so forth. But because it's the solid gospel being preached there.
If you realize somebody is rushing to want it,
along the way.
They are not the right ones. I'm not saying my own words. I'm just talking about the message of the hour. Absalom could not hide it. You know, if only he had made me a judge. I'm not saying I want to be the king. But you know, just to be an assistant who deals with matters. Look, people here stand here, they are hungry whilst they are waiting for the king to wake up. And their cases have to be adjourned. They are coming from different cities. You know, if only there was an assistant. Where is this man headed?
Andy. Verse 5. And it was so that when any man came forth to him to do him obeisance, he put forth his hand and took him and kissed him.
Zvino kana ani nani. By the way, which city are you coming from, brother?
No,
what's your case, brother?
Akarekera musoro.
Then the brother really feels like, you know, I've been given a place. And then he says his story. Then he says,
Sure.
You know, those are good words you're saying, my brother.
And he kissed them.
Akamba ava choda.
Kutsodo ano mwana wa mambo, dzaita news.
You know, to get a kiss from the son of the king, it was newsworthy. It was newsworthy in the whole of Israel that he got a kiss from the king's son.
And look at this holy man, Absalom.
How
he did it. Verse 6. And on this manner did Absalom to all Israel. That came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stole the hearts of the men of
Israel. Moyo yevanhu va Israel vese kuti vamude.
Vakabirwa moyo vakashunura.
Their hearts were stolen when they were wide awake.
Vachibirwa moyo.
In broad daylight and their hearts were stolen. You know, if somebody is stealing in broad daylight, I want them to explain to me how they managed to execute that.
But Absalom was a smart man. He stole the hearts of all Israel.
As Absalom angari murume akachenjera, wakaba moyo wa Israel vose.
Achirereka musoro.
You know, looking, playing humble, as if he was holy.
So kushinini pisa.
As if he was humble.
Ichodo.
It's just a kiss.
Achisumudza muranda.
You know when he picks you up
and
gives him a place equal to him.
Sehanya.
As if he's got consent.
Ichodo.
It's just a kiss.
Achiva chingamidza pa gate.
At welcoming them by the gates.
You know, for here coming
from Chendambuya and you then get a front seat, you are just getting a kiss. You are coming from Guruve. And then they book you a hotel. It's just a kiss.
Be careful and wake up. Because that spirit of Absalom is living today. It's not dead.
Hauna kufa.
More than 10 years ago.
I told you that I last preached this sermon. We preach about this because the spirit is alive here.
Thank
you, my brother. Zvakanaka kupinda mumweya mumwe chete. Now watch this. Verse 7.
And it came to pass after 40 years that Absalom said unto the king, I pray thee, let me go and pay my vows which I have vowed unto the Lord in Hebron.
Zvino makore mana. Apa kore makumana akati apura. Absalom akati kuna mambo. Nditendere henyu ndiende Hebron. Ndindoripira kupika kwangu kwandakapikira Jehovah.
Maonavo here urefu hwenguva yacho. Maonavo here patience munoshaiwa patience.
Do you realize how long he waited? Do you realize his patience?
This man was patient.
Murume uyu akanga akatsungirira.
Stubbornness can be patient.
Mweya kutsindimara kunogona kutsungirira.
Kana kusindimara kuchigona kutsungirira. Ko iwe neni tine mweya mutsvene. Inokonewa sei kutsungirira?
If stubbornness can be patient, how about you and me, Holy Ghost filled? How come we are not patient?
I try planning. He was patient.
He tried that
waiting.
Scheme. Tried that scheme. Everything will work out. Just
right.
It will work out one day.
40 years.
Bakore makumi mana. 40.
Kushikira moyo yevanhu vepa Eastleigh yakabiwa.
Until the hearts of the people of Eastleigh were stolen.
Yes. Those no create right to my attitudes towards Brother McQueen.
Those are the things that create little attitudes in you, kuna Brother McQueen.
Yes. Paneji, chodo.
There will be a kiss.
Absalom's kiss.
tsvodo ya Absalom.
Pane zvinenge zvichiitika pakati pedu.
So many things will be happening in our midst.
Zvatinoziva.
Things that we know. Don't you know these things? The things that you do, don't you know them?
Vana brother Absalom, nana sister Absalomes.
Vana, you know the brother Absalom and sister Absalomes. You know they come dressed, looking neat and good, as if it's holiness. It's just a kiss. They will help you with a bit of money here, a bit of money there. It's just a kiss. They will pay you a visit here, a visit there, as if they are concerned. It's a kiss.
And the Bible says, even the wise will pervert judgment.
Hanzi, Bible not. If somebody gives you something, kunyangwe vakachenjera vanocheyamisa kutonga.
Correct. Regarding kudzi.
Let me tell you.
Maybe I have not been close to you as a person.
Kuda andangandisiri pedyo nemise munhu.
But ndozongonzwa nomweya wamuri kuti regandikupe 1500 US.
Then maybe sent by the Spirit of God, I feel that I must give you 500 US dollars.
Mazokanga
no 1000. Oh, 1500 US dollars.
Auchangonditi God bless you brother Mabunga. Auchadaro.
You don't just say God bless you brother Mabunga.
Ndi kudzei kuti unoti chi? Ava vana anza. Hanzi ndinoti God bless you munhu wa Mwari. And this is the brother Mabuku.
I'm no longer just brother Mabuku. I'm now a man of God. From that day, if I do something which is not according to the word, your judgment will be, you know, people do wrong things, they make mistakes, but look, man, he's a man of God. It's a kiss.
Chodo.
A kiss.
Ya Absalom.
Absalom's kiss.
Pakashan, what was it?
You know, that was a big job.
We have a few people here.
Tirivan was shoma panab.
A drop compared to the size of Israel in terms of population.
Tirivan was shoma shoma tikana kuzvienza nisa ne one we vanhu vaive Israel.
Has waka mashanda.
But he worked. He worked and continued to work.
Kukota kota, so kujekerwa.
Throwing in a quotation here and there, as if he has a revelation.
Kaku zvibata kane kudzikama.
You know, just holding himself like a gentleman.
Kana wangu achingofamba zvingoposhera makumbo zviye.
You know, if you were just walking haphazardly like that.
Panenge pochi.
You know, people now be walking with composure. Showing that there must be something godly in that man. It's just a kiss.
Yeah, Absalom.
The kiss of Absalom.
Wake up, church.
Mukai kereke.
Follow this.
Mutevere.
And remember, that's a political spirit.
Muranga rauti mweya we politics.
The church has nothing to do with politics.
Kereke haine ine zvekuita nezvepolitics.
Zvashe ndezvashe.
The things of the Lord are the things of the Lord. They will be done according to the word.
Zvepolitics ndezvepolitics.
And the political issues will be handled politically. You as the believer, the only thing you need to learn is to stay on your knees.
And the God of heaven will take charge and control of everything that goes on
among us.
How many?
Amen.
I will read a few quotations and then I close. It's a political spirit.
Mweya we politics.
Wakamedza. Mwoyo. Kwete pfungwa. The hearts went.
It swallowed the hearts. And the people's hearts were gone. They couldn't think about anything else. All they could think about was Absalom.
Absalom.
They could just think about Absalom. Until he could stand up and fought against his father so that the father would die so that he could rule.
What a terrible spirit. You don't want that spirit. I don't want that spirit.
Political issues have their place. But the church must not go into politics. And political approaches should not come to church. We have the principles laid down by the word, and that's what we follow.
Oh my.
Let me drop my testimony. In Kadoma there, something happened many years ago. Some had come to, they wanted to help us the way they understood things. Then they said, we want to give you a pastor. Then it was done in a haphazard manner. The real issue was they wanted a certain man to be in a certain place. And the man actually went in that place. There was a campaign. A real campaign.
Zimwe wa mwari wa vapana mabugu. Wa panangana.
You would
hear.
The Spirit of the Lord has left Mabugu. It is now on this other man, the chosen one. Maybe God had told them that the Spirit had left. Then I said, Lord, baby, for real, the Spirit has left. I do not want to walk without you. Help me. So I said, Lord, help me. Then I started going to preach in Chakari. That's how the church in Chakari was born. If you have ever heard that, there is a church in Chakari. Let me tell you. If God has called you to be a preacher,
you don't fight to get
here.
Not one bit. You don't push to be pastor here. You don't.
How soon kuti uye panapa kuzoita pastor.
Gandi kuze ndaenda kuChakari kuya.
Out go to Chakari.
6 months.
Nemwedzi mitanhatu.
Church yanga yamira.
Church yekuChakari was up and running.
Sumukai Sister Mataruse.
Sister Mataruse, please stand.
Ah. Vakabva kuchurch yekuChakari ava.
She came from the Chakari church.
Andi mona kuti haisi picture.
You see, it's not a picture. She's a real person. Thank you.
There are several. I
don't understand.
Excuse me on that one.
I don't understand a man who is fighting to be a pastor in a particular place. Because the ministry is aptly explained by the prophet. That you'll be having three things when you are ordained as a minister.
Go and read churches. One,
chakutanga,
you stand by the word. No matter what circumstances come along. Number two, you have the evident fruit of your God-given ministry.
Three,
you have the demonstration of power in your ministry.
unotova nekuratidzwa kwesimba mushumiro yako iwewe.
I saw these three.
Ndakazviona zvinhu zvitatu izvi.
I would not doubt myself.
Ndikati aiwa handingapokani nezvandiri.
Handina kutanga church nzvimbo one.
I never started one church in my life.
Several places.
Ndakatanga church dzakawanda.
Chibereko chatidziya. Church yatomira. Chibereko chatidziya.
There is the fruit there and there is the church.
Pamupungo tanga sevana vechikoro.
Sometimes it will just start like school kids.
Brother.
That brother there. Okay. Hey, brother, Daka Suk, stand up.
Baby neighbor.
Where did you come from?
Do you
think a whole man like brother Daka would come from Chakari? Such men don't come from Chakari. You know people from Chakari are just all worn out.
Why does the minister have to have these three like Paul had? When you meet the enemy, the prophet always tells us you must fall back on something, some experience that God has given to you.
Profita anotiudza kuti kana wasangana nemuvengi unenge wakufangwa manje kuchidzokera sure kuinda pane imwe hoko yechimwe chiitiko Mwari chaakambokupa.
Zvitatu izvi kana zvisipo, forget about pastoring here, forget.
If those three things are not there, kanganwa nezvekuita mufundisi pano.
Tatsikana ipapo. Tatsikana ipapo. But go and open the spoken word and see if what I'm saying is not true.
Enda unovhura spoken word uone zvandotaura chisi chokwadi here.
Within 6 months, church yanga yamira.
The church was there.
Every Sunday, 5, 6.
We would preach and baptize every Sunday.
7. Sunday.
5, 4.
And then one brother happened to come and peep through. Vabva kwacho kwakakwanzi taisa wedu ndokumvaiswa ikoko.
They were now coming from that place where they had ordained their men.
And
they were like, all these people, where are they coming from? They said, I don't know. But they are here. And they are worshipping the Lord. And they are baptized. And they are Christians. They were like, so it's easy to start a church. Then I'm like, no, I don't know if that easy to start a
church.
If you have never started a church, forget it that you can be a pastor.
Faith, have a congregation.
You need to give birth so that you know what it means to have a congregation. Do you hear me?
So
those people were now being brought now from Chakari, now being brought to Kadoma. This one is from Chakari, transferred to Kadoma, I was staying in Kadoma also. So now when it was church time, we would leave Kadoma, the brothers, and go to Chakari. Then we started
church in Chakari, church in Kadoma.
There was a church in Chakari, church in Kadoma. And in no time,
church in Kadoma.
The Kadoma church, it was now bigger than the Chakari one. It was now bigger than the one where their men had been ordained.
I'm not saying this to try and prove anything, but to let you know, if God called you, He will give you people to preach to.
And it's good to our eyes. But in the end, we're going to touch more chin. As we go to the end, we're going to have to go.
And did you campaign on the tower? What campaign?
Your campaigns were done.
Brother, idea.
This brother was. What was this brother doing?
Like campaign.
He was campaigning.
Chodo.
Kiss.
Mukadoma chodo yakashanda.
In Kadoma, the kiss worked.
But.
Asi.
And but is the turning point.
Ukanzwa tati asi. Tinenge takutora kona ipapo.
Watch. Tarisa. The end.
magumo emunu yeye.
Watch the end of this man.
Tarisa magumo emunu yeye.
Wakabiri, wondo. Azonzi ndiye ndiye ba Hebroni yiri mazambia mudenga mahindika
chi. Then there was no jubilation. Absalom is king and people were waving and they were happy and jubilant. And there was a lot of commotion and chaos. And people were happy.
I'm cutting it short.
Absalom is king in Hebron.
Hebron.
He is king in Hebron.
Israel, yes.
And the whole of Israel.
Absalom through Absalom's kiss.
The whole of Israel went to Absalom through Chodo ya Absalom. You who used to help me. Is that not a kiss? Is that genuine love?
Wasn't that going to David?
He's going to fight against David.
Mistake ya akaita one.
He only made one mistake when he was made king. He never sought to identify where the ark of the Lord was.
He sought to identify where the ark of the Lord
was. If you want to know which side to stand with, look for the side with the ark of the Lord.
Areka yanga iri kuna David.
The ark was on David's side.
David akati atinga tandaniswi nevanhu vaAbusalomu tichimhanya neareka. Imi michizarai muine areka imapurisita naAbiata.
Then David said, we can't be running around running away from Absalom and his people. Abiata the priest,
the power to overcome us.
Domune simare kukunda.
Where the ark of the covenant is.
Pane areka yesungano.
Unogona kupipitika nenzira dzese ugo pamwoyo yevanhu vese.
You might make all the schemes you want and steal the hearts of all these people.
Kana areka isipo.
But if the ark is not there.
You are ending like Absalom.
Uri kuzoguma sa Absalom.
Quotations, maybe 3-4.
Allow me to read 3 or 4 quotations.
Munoti tendera.
Oh yes.
Mweya iwoyo hauna kunaka.
That spirit is not a good spirit.
Chodo ya Absalom.
The kiss of Absalom.
Kukanzela kanzela vanhu vari kuuya.
You know fixing a place for visitors.
So kunge uri kujekerwa.
As if you're getting a revelation.
Ah, ane hanya.
No, he's got concern. No, the king's son is concerned. He helps that side. He helps that one.
Oh.
Helps that one. Oh no, that's a man of God. Have you ever seen that brother looking humble? No, he's always rolling up his head like a cobra. But look at that brother, how gentle and humble. As if his head is heavy with humility.
That's fine. I cannot preach anything but truth.
And you go on, part of the church in the way you go.
Church here has a cry way. Has a cry way.
That church grew.
Takawa church mirum kadom.
We built the one we're now building now in Rimuka. We're actually just putting the glazing now. It's there in Rimuka.
I welcome you to go visit both.
Ndino kuchinga midzai kuti muzoshanyira dzese.
Ndakadzidza.
I learned
kumira neshoko raMwari.
To stand with the word of God.
No matter what happens.
I know
the foundation of God's word stands sure.
Kuti deyo yeshoko raMwari inoramba yakamira zvese.
Nothing will shake it.
Hapana chinogona kuizunguza.
Any chikanari, any sort of
thing,
any sort of thing that you can scheme out,
kana hurungwa hupi,
can never stand against God's word. Haugoni
kumisidzana neshoko raMwari.
Kana ukavunga kuti brother Mabugu vanyepa.
If you want to think that brother Mabugu is just lying, Try it. The wise man from Mashingo said, if you hear a child telling you, wait for your cool food to cool first, he's been dead before. If you hear him knowing that he can give you a warning, he's been bent before. You are blessed if you can learn from the experiences of others rather than from your own bad experience.
You believe that? Manifestation of the Spirit. Let me just read quickly.
Just a simple issue of a kiss.
It's an expression of emotions of love.
Nekuti chodo kungoratidza rudo.
Zvino wadikwa uno mwana wamambo haondwa ona zi privilege.
Don't you realize that if you found favor with the son of the king, it's such a great privilege.
Don't exercise Absalom's kiss.
Haikona kushandisa chodo ya Absalom.
Don't allow Absalom's kiss to be exercised on you.
Uye usatendera kupuwa chodo ya Absalom.
Paragraph 2. Now I want to say the first thing that divine healing, the only way to approach anything that represents God is smoothly.
Chinu choku tine nzira yoga chete ye kuuya kune chipi chinu chamwari ndeche kuuya pasina bongo zozo.
Right. Mapanzo. Ndemuno pisa bali yake.
Go and burn his bali field. He's gonna come here.
Is smoothly here.
Is apana bongo zozo here papa.
Is smoothly. Right? Anything shinomirira mwari, the way to approach it is smoothly and sanely.
Anything that represents God, the only way to approach it kuya
and best solid on the word of God. If it's built on anything else besides God's word, it's an error.
Kana zvakavakwa pamusoro pechimwe chinhu chisiri shoko yaMwari, chinhu ichocho kukangadisa.
It's wrong.
Hachisi icho.
Don't fool with it.
Usapatana nacho.
Don't fool with it.
Haikona kutomboite dambe nacho.
Amena kuti chokwadi here. Brahma kuti chokwadi. Don't fool with it. And if it wasn't in God's divine word tonight and could not be proven that it is God's divine will in his word, then I wouldn't have nothing at all to do with it.
Kana ranga risiri shoko ramwari dzvene nhasi zvisina kuratidzwa kuti ishoko kuti kuda kwaMwari kuri mushoko rake iye nhasi, inini handiwanikwi ndichiva nechekuita nechinhu chakadaro.
Ikoka meeting kawaita.
That little meeting that you are convening.
Itko tumashoko twenitwa munenge muchipana twacho.
Those little words that you are passing to one another.
Ishoko naika.
Is it the word?
Vakuru vechechi vanozviziva zvimeeting zvacho.
Those little meetings you are having, do the elders of the church know about them? You've gone quiet on me.
I enjoy the quietness.
Because it's not me who's saying anything, it's the prophet. It's not me talking to you, but the messenger of the age talking to you.
And I would rather die a sinner than to die a hypocrite. A deceiver.
Ndingasha zvangu. Ndafa ndiri mutadzi. Pane kuti ndife ndiri munyengeri. Ndiri munhu anodzimaidza nenhema.
Brother Albert, God bless you.
Brother Albert, God bless you.
Ndakazvedza kufona ku South Africa ikarashika.
I tried to call you that day in South Africa, right, and it all got lost.
And I would rather die a sinner.
Zviri nani kufandiri mutadzi.
Santu dai hypocrite.
Pane kufandiri munyengeri.
Absalom wakazvafa sei?
How did Absalom die?
Vakaveringa nyacho munoiziva.
You know.
Hondo yazo pisa manje.
When the guy Jehovah ari kwa David.
When the word all got hot because the ark of the Lord was with David, Absalom fled.
Mambo munyuwani.
The new king.
Zvokandibereke.
He was now running away. On his horse.
Zvikanzi manga muine Jesse kana kuti mama katseka namazimiti.
He was running through a thicket of woods.
Ah, bizarre that in the jamash.
And the horse went wild.
Mambari bamzoro.
And the horse was
mambo vatsva.
The new king.
Komotiza hondo sezve makanyatso skima.
Why are you now running away from the war when you are the one who came up with the scheme?
Unozopinda padamudziko. Achimhanya kudaro zvikanzi miti ikati unorakinda nekupiwe tiri pamitizi.
Then the tree said, no ways, you're not going anywhere. And then the horse said, I'm going.
Dangling.
And then the king was now dangling.
Kuti vachibatau imhande. Vachibatau imhande.
He could not hold on anything.
Musoro wakapfakama pakati.
And his head was held up there.
Ndokuramba vakashunura. Ndokuramba vari vapenyu.
And then he was alive. He was alive, but he was held on the branches of the tree.
Sorry, my brethren.
Mutira gerera hama dzangu.
But magumo akaita hama yangu handina kumafarira.
You know the end of my friend, my brother, I didn't like it.
Anorwadza.
They are painful.
Wapfakama muzvikwereti, wapfakama mumadzimai, wakundwa nomudzimai watowira pasi.
Yes. He ended up in debts, in women, in everything else.
In embarrassing end.
Unowane magumo anonyadzisa.
Okuti dzimwe nguva zvimwe zvinozoshayikwa pokunyorwa.
You know, some things we fail to get enough paper to write on them.
Nokuti zvimwe pamwe hazvinyoreki.
And some things we can't write because they are not printable.
You end up doing foolish things.
Pastor Marisa said, unopedzera kuita zvinhu zveupenzi.
Kuita zveupenzi nevana vesangano. Kuita zveupenzi nemadzimai evanhu kunzi.
Foolish things with prostitutes in the streets, with women in the congregation, with women in the world, and foolish things behind the pulpits.
Mwari hatambwi naye.
Do not play with God.
Don't do that. Just get my warning.
Torai kuyambira kwangu.
Mwari hatambwi naye. Unozosvika paunotadza kuwana zvinonyoreka zvinoronga yangu.
You will end up getting to a point where there is nothing
good hazvinyoreki.
That can be written about you.
And people
will say, please don't write anything about him.
It
let's
was a
keep
shameful
quiet.
End for Absalom.
Pakava nemagumo anonyadzisa kuna Absalom.
Mano.
After the scheming.
If you must repent, if you are wrong, just repent. Simple.
Kana uchifanga kutendeuka nekuti wakakanganisa, ingotendeuka.
Uskima zvino.
Do not scheme.
Hakuna kunombosvikana.
You end up nowhere, my brother.
And while Absalom was busy planning and scheming these things, his day to go was drawing closer. And he didn't know.
Absalom, ari mushishi rekuronga zvinhu nekuita manomano. Zuva rake rokufa raitoswedera.
Munoziva kuti taifunga isusu. Patakatendeuka. Tinu, message hamufiwi.
You know, we used to think when we repented,
there
will be no funerals in the message. Ask them. We used to believe we will not die.
That's what we thought.
But look, even my friend is not there. I want to ask you, do you know who is next here?
Oswera uchitsvodwa neAbsalom wotoita news zvekutofunga kuti pane chashamisa nekuti watsvodwa.
But you are wasting time getting Absalom's kiss. You are on the news thinking it's something spectacular.
Gare gare.
By and by.
Musoro wako wapfakama.
Your head is now held hanging from a tree.
Wakarembera patsvodo yaAbsalom.
Hanging on Absalom's kiss.
Mwari amirikita zvinhu zvake nokuda kuti iwe uri mumaprogram ako.
God will not stop his program because you are in your own program.
Ndakanzwira dzidzi vamwe varume 2 vakafa shortly after tapedza kugraduate pa university.
I felt pity for certain two guys who died.
Vasati vatanga kushanda.
Straight after graduating from university, before they even got their first jobs. And they died.
Akakonerwa nebhazi. Driver achitipanisa nachinzvo engaonika bveta nditsike dhongiri. Izvo riri kunzi dhongiri angari munhu iye nobva tsikwa ndo. Mwari hamirikita zvaanofanira kuita. Nokuti imi muri mupurogiramu dzetsvodo yaAbsalom.
God will not stop his program because you are in the programs of Absalom's kids. No, it's not going to happen.
I believe, he goes on, I would have a better chance if there would be a chance after death.
Ndinototenda kuti kufa ndiri mutadzi ndinenge ndine mukana uri nani kana kuri kuzova nemukana seri kwerufu.
Which I do not believe there is.
Asi handitendi kuti kune mukana seri kwerufu nekuti hakuna.
But if there would be, I would have a better conscience to face God.
Kuri kunzi mukana uriko ndaisvika kuna Mwari ndine moyo uri nani.
And say, God, I just didn't believe you and I just let it go.
Ndosvika ndovati Mwari ina handina kumbokutendai nokudaro ndaangosiyana nazvo.
Than to face him and be a hypocrite.
Pane kusvika ndomisidzana naMwari inini ndiri munyengeri.
Absalom was a typical example of a hypocrite.
Absalom mufananidzo wakakwana chaiwo womunyengeri.
Bhaibheri rakati hongu yako ngaive.
Bhaibheri rinoti your yes shall be ye, your nay shall be nay.
Kwete kuti unomhorosa hama yako, unomhorosa hanzvadzi yako. Ah, God bless you, my brother. God bless you, my sister. Mumwoyo mako, you wish you were dead 10 years ago.
As in your heart, uri kungoshuvira kuti ei zvanga zvakafa makore gumi akapfuura.
Ndozvinotikonesa zvinhu zvedu izvozvi.
But such people are the ones that are hindrances in our plans.
Vanotikonesa maplani edu.
They hinder our schemes.
Mumwe unoti, ah. Ini handisori ndichiita hypocrite ndobuda pachena.
And another one will say, you know me, I will not even pretend to be a hypocrite. I come out in the open. then you're left wondering. That brother, what did I wrong?
I'm not being a hypocrite.
No, brother,
you are not being a hypocrite. But does that make you right?
Wonga hausi mzvako munyengeri. Asi wanaka here zvausiri munyengeri.
Kuzvandinenge ndichapondwa nehama yangu.
The brother will give you a look as if he's gonna murder you or something.
As if you were a pink donkey from planet Mars.
Kudada zvinonzwa ona donkey repingi rabva kuMars.
Kuti madonkey akabva kupi here? Iwe uri munhu uri hama.
But you are a brother.
Asikuti right izvozvo.
That doesn't make you right. That you are demonstrating a wrong attitude.
If you are not acting a hypocrite, you are acting wrong.
Hongu uri kufanwa kuva uri kutotendeuka nekuti hongu hauchitonyengera. Asi hunhu hwako sandiho.
Choice yako ndeipi?
Sarudzo yako yauri kutora ndeipi?
Waramba kuva munyengeri.
You refuse to be a hypocrite.
But you are
doing the wrong thing.
Being indifferent or being negative towards your brother.
Is that any better?
What do you need? A good dose of the altar.
As simple as that.
Imi mamuzvizire here kuti mumessage munomu.
Don't you know that in this message?
Chero musina kumbofamba hiko akawanda.
Even if you haven't been to many places,
message, you know,
in this message,
in certain
churches, you are not free to court. They don't want
to court.
You to court.
Yeah, we know he was a man of God, but why court? Why court? Should we court and say, Brother Daniel said, Brother Daniel said, Brother Mabuku said, we shouldn't.
Tozviziya kuti ee angari munhu wamwari ka but tinokotera chii zvino imimi zvamaparidza touyawo tichikota here tichiti brother mabhuku vakati brother mabhuku vakati
zvakanzi nenhume kana muchida kubvutwa kuri uno.
But this passage has said if you want the rapture is in the books.
Saka yotsodo yacho ya Absalom iri kumbokotawo here izvi.
So that kiss of Absalom, is it quoting Malachi 4?
Ah, kwachenda mbuya. Muri hama dzakanaka
zvino. No, you know your godly brothers.
Ah, Guruve. Ah.
Oh, we're coming from Guruve. Oh, godly brothers.
Ah. Ndimi vedu chaiwo.
Oh, no, no, you are really part of us, you know. God help us.
Takamboteera ma speech of different politicians in the world.
I once followed the speeches of many politicians in the world.
I don't like deceptions of that nature.
Handifariri hunyengeri hwemhando iyoyo.
Some of them are a very good example of perfect hypocrisy.
Vamwe vavo muenzaniso chaiwo chaiwo chinonzi munyengera akakwana.
Waindau ndimi chaiwo. Saka chaiwo ndivapi?
He goes to that place, you are the people. Goes to that place, you are the people. He goes to that place, you are the people. So which ones are the real people?
Kiss of Absalom.
Ichodo ya Absalom.
I believe the scripture says it's better to be an infidel than a hypocrite.
Ndinodaira kuti shoko rinoti zviri nani kuti vamunhu asingatendi pane kuva munyengeri.
Exhortation on healing. He says, I believe I've learned these friends that God knows what your heart is.
Ndakadzidza chinhu ichishamwari dzangu kuti Mwari vanoziva kuti mwoyo wako kumire papi.
And God judges a man not by what he does, but by what he is inside.
Asi Mwari vanotonga munhu kwete nekuti aita chii asi nezvaari mukati.
Friends, he says, friends, that God knows what your heart is.
Shamwari kuti Mwari anoziya zviri moyo wako.
And if you don't speak from your heart,
ukasataura kubva mumoyo wako,
then you are a hypocrite.
Uri munyengeri.
Ukataura zvinhu zvisingabvi mumoyo, uri munyengeri.
If you don't speak from your heart, you are a hypocrite.
Ndozvaitwa na brother Absalom.
That's what brother Absalom would do.
He had a hypocritical, stubborn political spirit.
Vanga vaine mweya wehunyengeri wakasindimara wepolitics.
And politics divides.
Politics dzinopatsanura.
They don't unite.
Politics hadzibatanidze vanhu.
They divide people.
Dzinopatsanura vanhu.
But the desire is there. They want to unite people, but they can't by nature of it being politics.
Hongu vane shuvo yekuti dei vanhu vabatana asi hazviitiki nekuti pari kushanda politics.
God projecting his love. I want to, maybe this is the second last, then I'll just close. I had quite a number of things to read. Surely, paragraph 57. Surely I know what I'm talking about. He says, he wouldn't let me do those things, prove that he is here. You want to lose your guilt stains? Come on right down now. What's the matter with you Canadians? He's talking
about Canada.
What's the matter? It's a good thing to be conservative. But don't be too touchy. You are going to grieve the spirit away from you. And you won't have no revival.
If we just choose to be starchy,
we are driving the spirit of God away from us.
Just sit at the preacher preaches and we just sit. Yeah,
I
know we've heard what he said.
What next? Okay. After that, then.
It's all right.
Okay.
Now, that was also
another deep one.
Okay.
Yeah, he seems to be eloquent.
Okay, yeah, I know. Yeah,
it seems like he read the scriptures.
Yeah.
Indifferent and
stature.
Canadians.
The Canadians.
Are we Canadians?
Tama Canadian.
Praise God, we are blacks.
In the
vision, the prophet saw the arms and the palms of the black people waving and praising God.
Amen.
You are going to grieve the spirit of God away from you.
Listen to me.
Listen at me, he says. I speak in the name of the Lord. Break up that stubbornness among you. That's touchy. Get to your knees. You know you need repenting. I speak in Jesus Christ's name. Yes, sir. If you want to have a revival, warm your heart to God. There is a double or two of you more needs to be around this altar
tonight.
The prophet knew there were people there who needed to come and repent on the altar. And
say
there are about 12 of you who must be coming here. And you
remain
sitting and touchy. He says, and if I am the servant of God, if I am the prophet of God, I speak in his name. And you know who I am talking to. He says, plan your place here at the altar.
Ronga one nzvimbo yako uye pa altar.
I hope you hear this afternoon.
You don't die that man's why is
Baskatanai. That you plan your place on the altar.
Kuti ronga kuti one nzvimbo yako pa altar.
Create your place at the altar.
Gadzira yako nzvimbo pa altar.
I won't do that. Brother Makunya will do that.
And
but if you need repentance, if you need to line up your life, if you need to go the word way and forget about Absalom's kiss, then you need a place on the altar.
He says, you are too
starchy. You better get right with God. Because the hour is coming when you are going to scream to find this and you won't find it. Now that's becoming serious. The problem is because the time is coming when you will seek this altar and you won't find it. That's thus saying the Lord. That's God speaking, alright? He says, find a way around this altar.
As we are the altar.
You who are indifferent.
Shame on you.
When the Holy Spirit come and do the things that He is doing right in your midst. And you sit like you was froze to death.
Mogara kuita sezvinonzi makaomeswa nechando muri ipapo. It was not a time to joke or play.
Open rebuke.
It's
better than secret kisses of Absalom.
If you
need to repent tonight,
if you
need to repent this afternoon,
the
altar is here. He says, get out of the city and get to the altar. Repent or perish. That's true. Don't know why I'm saying this. Something said to me, say.
I'm
giving you a warning, he says. This may be your last one too. You repent. I don't care what church you belong. If you are not repented, and the love of God is not in your heart, you are a sinner and on your road to hell.
We will die, brethren. Don't scare us, preach. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth that you know fully well. Do you want to go when you are ready?
You want to go when you are ready. He says, you are a sinner and on your road to hell. That's thus says the Lord. The same God who descends the spirit here and tells them their condition.
He's
speaking right now. I speak in Jesus Christ's name. Fly to the altar and get your repentance quickly. Before God turns a page over on you. And you are doomed forever.
There
is a day where every one of us
will
cross the day of the line of grace and mercy. And you don't know when that day is. You don't know where the line is. But one day,
Each one of us has a line of grace that we are going to cross. You want to cross when you are righteous. Because that's where the scripture says, if you cross that line, let him who is righteous be righteous still. Let him who is unholy be unholy still. I want to cross that line of mercy when I am righteous and holy, and then I remain holy still. Repent today, brother, sister, when the altar is still available. The man in hospital, there's no altar to kneel at. The man under the car in an accident, there's no altar to kneel at. The man who is dying in their home, there's no altar to kneel at. You have privilege today to have this altar facing you. Repent or perish, because that day is coming when you each one has to meet God. The prophet says, thus says the Lord. You don't want to be doomed. Thus says the Holy Spirit. That's in the midst of us now. Just one last one. May God help us. We don't want to be stubborn and touchy. Like brother Absalom. Hypocritically stubborn. Political, and he would not move. He would move from one scene to another.
Politics.
One plan to another. He would never cease from his scheme. But watch the end of the thing. Then you know what seed it was in the beginning. I'm not sure. Magumo akaita sei anokuudza kuti mavambo anga akamboita sei.
The end will tell you what exactly was in the beginning.
Amen. Just one. Last one. Questions and answers. God being misunderstood. He says, Brother Branham.
Brother Branham, mubvunzo.
I'm saved and been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. But how do I get away from a stubborn spirit? That I can't seem to break away from.
Zimwe
dzenguva Absalom uyu anga ane mweya wokusindimara nokuda kwezvikonzero zvimwe zvachaviringa.
Maybe Absalom had a stubborn spirit because of the other
reasons. But where our victory over stubborn spirits is if we don't like the spirits, then one day those spirits are going to go.
Kukunda kweduka ndekwekuti kana isusi tisiri kuda mweya iyo yekusindimara, rimweni remazuva chete tiri kuzokundiswa.
But if you want that spirit,
asi kana mweya wacho uri kumuda,
that spirit will never go.
Mweya iwo hakuna kwauri kuenda.
Kana uri muhadi,
if you think you are a tough guy,
uri muhadi,
I'm a tough guy,
kune anohadhanura,
there is one we will untoughen the tough guys.
Ina ndi challenge we.
I know I can't be challenged. There is one who can challenge everybody. I know you can't do that to me. There is one who can do that to anyone.
May God speak to us today and help us away from the kiss
of Absalom.
Well, my Christian brother or sister, whoever it may be, is now answering. Now, most times when you find people that's got stubborn spirits, it's usually a complex that causes this. Either they have inherited it from a mother or father, uncle or aunt, or grandmother. Grandmother, grandfather, somebody like that. And if you chase back down through your life, you will find, now I have taken it by experience under discernment, because I have met cases on the platform. Thousands of those that spirit, just a stubborn spirit that can't leave you.
And
what Absalom tried,
tries.
Absalom tries this, it doesn't work.
He just keeps
tries
changing.
This, he tries another one. He keeps trying.
And the first thing you know, I would chase that spirit right back by discernment and find that there was a granddaddy, there was a grandmother, there was somebody else back down there, and you inherit that by nature.
Ndaiti ndadzinga mweyai ndoironda ndozonoona sure kuna mbuya kana sekuru zvekudoti mweya wacho wakaita zvekugara nhaka kuburikidza nechizvarihwo
kana pakaita hama Absalom hanzvadzi Absalomes inenge ichinetswa nemweya westubbornness wokuti yaita izvi zvichinja yoda kuita zvi futi usadaro.
If there can be a brother or a sister, an Absalom or Absalomes, who, if you tell them, don't do this, they change. Maybe they are just being stubborn because they inherited it.
Instead of encouraging that stubborn spirit by listening to his kiss or her kiss, help him and rebuke him.
Pachinambo, chekubatsira mweya wokusindimara uri muhama iyi nekuterera tsvodo yake. Terera, batsira hama iyi.
Stubbornness is not of God.
Kusindimara kusikwa Mwari.
I hope you hear that.
Ndidavira kuti muri kupanzwa.
Stubbornness is not of God.
Kusindimara hakusikwa Mwari.
And now the only way to get away from that is you have to have faith to overcome that.
Zvira chete yekubva pazviri unofanira kuva uine kutenda kwekubva pazviri.
That's if you are a Christian.
Kana uri muKristu.
You are a son or daughter of God, whichever you may be, and you will never be able just to stand and rebuke it, and rebuke it, and rebuke it.
Uri mwana kumana kana mwana sikana wa Mwari kana kuti ungava uri chii hausi kuzokwanisa kungomira apo ugotsiura ugotsiura ugotsiura.
It's just like tantalizing a rattlesnake.
Unoita zvakunge munhu ari kunakidza nyoka inenge irere apo.
He is laying there ready to bite you.
Iri kunogadzirira kukuruma.
If you just ignore him and walk away from him, he can't hurt you.
Asikana ukaifuratira ukashaya hanya nayo haisi kuzokukuvadza.
I'm closing.
Ndiri kupedza.
Ignore the kiss.
Furatira tsvodo ya Absalom.
Ignore it.
Ifuratire.
Ignore
it. Usaite hanya nayo.
That snake will never bite you.
Nyoka iyoyo haisi kuzokuruma.
God bless you.
Ishakuropafadzei.